Morning, everyone. All right, welcome to Love Sunday. So stand up if you like, or you can stay seated. Please join us in this American classic, All You Need Is Love.
Nothing you can do that can't be done. Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be.
Of what you're in for. The rain may be pouring outside, or probably more accurately, kind of just like drizzling out there, but love is shining amongst us. So thank you all for braving that rain. Tom and I discussed that so many Californians just stay home when the rain comes out. So good job. I don't know how many of you are native or not, but you made it. Join me in this responsive call to worship. Here today, there is love, freely available to all. Not our human loving, fragile and intermittent, but God's supreme love.
May a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth, break forth into joyous songs of praise.
Here today is love, higher than our loftiest hopes, deeper than the immensities of time and space, God's inclusive love.
Let the seas roar their praise and everything in them. Let the rivers clap their hands and the hills sing together their happiness.
Here today is love, whispered on hushed lips, shouted from the mountaintops, in every language and without words, God's indescribable love.
Sing to the Lord a new song, for God.
Here today is love.
With thanksgiving, we enter God's house of love.
Amen. Let's sing.
Higher than the sky, forever lasting love. time we greet each other.
Please join us in our next song, One Spirit of Love.
Time. So much love. Good morning. Come on up, Miley. Oh my goodness. He's probably like, get me out of here, my sister. Hi. Good morning. What's going on here today? You know, we're always celebrating something at Fairview. What do you think we're celebrating today? Yes, Molly? Valentine's Day? You're really close. And what is Valentine's Day, by the way? Is this something special to you? It's going to be your birthday. That's why I asked, because I knew it. I always remember the countdown. In fact, my Facebook feed keeps giving me countdowns to, is the baby here yet? Is she here yet? We had to wait a little bit longer, but soon Miley came into our world. Well, today, you are right. We are sort of celebrating Valentine's Day, but actually at Fairview, we celebrate something a little bit different. It's kind of how we are here. Our culture celebrates something on the outside, and we celebrate it a little bit different. While the world celebrates Valentine's Day, we recognize that that's only one particular way of celebrating love in the world. So we celebrate sort of an alternative or maybe even a supplement, I like to think. A supplement to Valentine's Day is Love Sunday. When we think about all the ways that we experience love. So, hey, they're just like not even looking at me anymore. Which ways do you experience love? Miley, who loves you and who do you love? Molly, who do you love? Your family. And how do you know that I love you? Oh. She knows that I love her because I'm her mama and mamas love their daughters, except Cinderella, whose stepmom didn't love her. And so, I mean, it's a good example that sometimes families don't work out exactly the way we want them to. And we don't always experience the love that we wish we did and that God wants us to. So we have to experience love elsewhere and celebrate it where we feel it. So we feel it in families. And do you ever feel love between your friends? Yeah? Yeah? The two of you have known each other your whole lives. Do you love Miley? A little bit. Oh, and you did the love symbol. You have a friend that you could love symbol with. Who else do we love in our lives? Here's where I could use a Jaramillo kid. Elsa and Anna, they represent sisterly love, right? All the Elsas. She explained this to me earlier. It made a lot of sense, too. She's wearing Elsa today as a representation of love because those of you that are familiar with Frozen, at the very end, it is really true love and love between sisters that ultimately breaks the curse of being frozen, that heals a frozen heart. And love the new Elsa, too, of course. There's so many lessons of love to be learned there. And I think that's a challenge for us all is to look for the ways that we experience love in our lives. You love princesses, yes. And to recognize that our love is manifested in many different ways, but all of that love is a reflection of God. And so when we love, we make God incarnate, just as Jesus was God incarnate because he was love incarnate. And we bring about God's love and bring about God in our lives when we recognize that God is love and that love is in our lives and alive and God is in us, that spirit of love that we sing about. There's one spirit of love and all of us are connected into it, and that is God. So with that, we'll just let Jan go and have some more great conversations about Elsa in Sunday school, and we'll see you later. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome today. Bye, Miley. Welcome today to Fairview Community Church and our Love Sunday. And very happy to see all of you here. Extra points to those wearing red, not me. I'm anti-establishment. I do want to fill you in for those of you who are new or new-ish to our church. We are a dual denomination church of both the American Baptist USA and the United Church of Christ. We're also an open, welcoming, and affirming congregation. So no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. A few orders of business. In the end of your pew, you'll see a clipboard. And the if you could kindly just write your name on there so we can see who's here. It also helps us know who's not here. Also helps us know who's coming for the first time or first-ish time. Just to reach out and say hello, and this helps us keep track of things. So we appreciate you doing that. We also have in the pew in front of you these encouragement cards. And these are a fantastic ministry that we have here. All you do is you write the name of somebody on the front, you write a message on the back, and you pop it in our offering tray that comes around later, and we will address it for you and send it to them in the mail. These are so great for someone who's going through a hard time, maybe someone on the prayer sheet, or someone who's going through an awesome time and has something really exciting going on. Just to let them know that you're thinking about them, that you love them. This is a very appropriate time to send some love through the mail. Or to someone that you haven't seen in a while. You just want to say, hey, I miss you. All right, we've got some events coming up here. They're on the board behind me and also in our bulletin. But I do want to point out that next Sunday is a very exciting Sunday, a very Fairview special Sunday. It's Evolution Sunday. And we have a special guest speaker coming in. It is Dr. Adolfo Siqueira. Am I saying that right? Close enough. He is a geneticist who works on brains, and it'll be a very exciting presentation on how that work and the science of that kind of meshes with our faith, and it's always a very fun and exciting Sunday, so don't miss it. The Sunday after that, which is the 23rd, Fat Sunday, that is an awesome time. We have a lot of music. It's super fun. And we have a pancake breakfast after service. It's going to be wonderful. So don't miss out on that either. And then I think that's all that's really happening. We have TOT, which is our get-together. If you are the kind of person who likes to meet up outside of church and talk theology, talk whatever, in a happy hour kind of setting, this is the group for you, and that is at the Claim Jumper at South Coast Plaza on February 25th, which is a Tuesday from 6:45 to ? All right, so thanks for joining us today, and the, Marty, what you got? That's right, and we're meeting here just, what, a half hour before that starts? So 6:30? Yeah, so for this Tuesday, for the women's group meeting, good idea, meet here at 6:30 so we can carpool over to B's home. All right. After service today, the party don't stop. We will have refreshments on the patio afterwards. You're welcome to come join us for that, for some light snacks and some coffee and lemonade. And have a great Sunday.
Now we come to the time in our service where we recognize the prayers that matter to us and to our community. Ever mindful that the list of prayers we have printed on page 5 in your bulletin is just a small list that we've contributed together, but that each of us are holding something. And that, of course, beyond these walls, there are hundreds and thousands of people who are holding prayers in their hearts. And when we come together, we connect with one another. I want to particularly draw your attention to two prayers that we've lifted up. A week ago, we learned of Dan Armstrong's heart attack, which actually happened 2 weeks ago this evening. And Dan underwent, as you might know, a quadruple bypass. and was in ICU and out of ICU and now home and recovering. And so thank God and thank doctors that he's doing well and recovering. The other person that it's hard to imagine could be so sick is our own sweet KJ Smith. KJ, who is in his senior year of high school, contracted something that's sort of similar to pneumonia, but a slightly different variation, which caused him to be extremely ill and hospitalized for several days last week. And you can imagine how hard this is on the Smith family and our just sweet boy. We saw a picture of him and he looked terrible, and it was heartbreaking to think of someone so young and vital hurting. But he's out of the hospital now and he's home, and they're having to do home nursing, you know, to sort of attend to him. But he's getting better, and thank goodness he has a young, strong boy. So there are many prayers that come to our minds. But in this moment, as we each contemplate our own, we recognize that interconnectedness to one another. And that ultimately, in praying, we connect more deeply with God. I'm going to begin our prayer with a prayer of poetry from the Sufi Rumi. And then I'll lead into our prayer, and as always, I'll let you lift up your prayers as well. Rumi wrote, "Love is reckless, not reason. Reason seeks a profit. Love comes on strong, consuming herself, unabashed. Yet in the midst of suffering, love proceeds like a millstone, hard, surfaced, straightforward. Having died of self-interest, she risks everything and asks for nothing. Love gambles away every gift God bestows. Without cause, God gave us being. Without cause, give it back again." Let us pray. God of infinite love, you gave us being and purpose and heart and soul. You called us good, and you breathed your divine breath, and humanity lived and loved. You gave us being, and you consume us with your love. So on this day of love, we consider all who we love, mindful of those of us that feel unloved at times, lonely, brokenhearted, missing the love of those who have passed on, those who have felt abandoned by parents, spouses, or even their children. We know that there are those who also feel removed from your love. And so we ask that you shower your love down upon all of your creation, that it permeate our earth, our skins, our very souls saturated with your deep, deep love. It is out of our love that we lift these prayers to you, O loving one. Hear our prayers, O God, the prayers of your people.
Thank you.
From your love, we were created. And into the infinity of your love, we shall ultimately return. And in this, we find peace. All we really need is love. And you have given that to us in abundance. So in the name of the one who taught us to live with radical love, we pray. Amen. We officially celebrate Love Sunday once a year, but in reality, we celebrate Love Sunday every Sunday as we gather together, lifting up love, this love of this incredible little family that has so much personality and so much heart, and that love that we seek to carry out into our community as we carry that light with us, demonstrating God's love for all people, all beings, all of creation. So let us then give out of that love this morning.
When I am down and my soul so weary, when troubles come and my heart burden be, and I am still and wait here in a silence until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountain. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. You raise me up so I can stand on mountain. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. You raise me up so I can stand on mountain. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. You raise me up to more than I can be. Thank you.
Today's scripture reading comes to us from the book of 1 John, chapter 4, verses 7 through 9, and also 11 through 12. You can follow along up there. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. God's love was revealed among us. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us and his love is perfected in us.
God's love perfected in us. It's the best way to see God is by seeing God in one another and loving each other. I think that's why this day is such a special day for us at Fairview. There have been times, I will admit, that I've been slightly challenged by the sometimes disparate songs that come together from our pop culture that give me a little theological gymnastics to pull it all together. But ultimately, I embrace this day because that is where we find God, in all those disparate places sometimes, in the songs that don't always make sense, the way our lives doesn't always make sense. But there we find God, and hopefully there we experience love. So this day really does embody Fairview Community Church. First off, it's fun. This is your first time with us. You're getting a flavor for who we are. We are a fun congregation that enjoys one another. We're a little bit quirky. We got a humor to ourselves that we like. We think we're funny. We like to, don't we? So sorry if we're not that funny. But we like to laugh. We like to jam. And we like to have a good time together. But second of all, this day's actually a little deeper than you think. That's another thing about Fairview. We like to think, and we pride ourselves for not checking our brains at the door. For me, an important aspect of what church does in our lives is to train us to think theologically, so that when we leave this hour of power and we head back out into our daily lives, we think theologically in our world. That means we look for God in our daily lives, and we figure out what our place in this world is in relationship to God, the way God works among us, maybe even sings among us. So, of course, it's all about love. That's what it really means to be in community, and that's especially what it means to be Fairview Community Church. Parties, smarties, and hearties. That's what they told me once, and I think that's true. That's who we are. We're smarties, right? Pat ourselves on the back. We got hearties, smarties with hearties, and we like to party. We like to celebrate God's love. We think, we love, we celebrate. And I think that's what we're called to do. So on the surface, this might seem like just another Valentine's tribute. But in reality, we celebrate Love Sunday as that alternative to Valentine's Day, that ultimate Hallmark holiday that for too long has been heterosexualized or focused on this one type of love, that idealized romance, when in reality, most fall short of the caricature of that love that Hallmark and flower shops and jewelry stores want us to buy into, literally. The reality is that for too many, Valentine's Day becomes an isolating day. For those of us who are not in romantic relationships, we can feel alienated, make us feel like we're less than because we are not out at a fancy restaurant being fawned upon by our significant other. But at the same time, many in relationships end up feeling the same way because of these unreal expectations. Going out on Valentine's Day is a challenging and expensive endeavor. If you don't show up or send those flowers and spend $100 on dinner and pick out the perfect card that's that right balance of humor and mush put together, if you don't find that surprise gift that makes them sparkle, that perfect one that expresses your love in just the right way, then it feels like you haven't added up to what it means to be a good Valentine. The expectations continue to soar. And if you aren't the recipient of any or all of that, you can feel like you aren't valued, that you're unworthy or you're unloved. It's super easy for both people, even in a relationship, to feel unappreciated at Valentine's Day. And that is not what love is about. Love is more than just a Hallmark card, although they can really write some great cards. I have to give them that. But it isn't just about one way of experiencing love. Valentine's Day can be limiting, but God is anything but limiting. In reality, love is as limitless as God, felt in so many different ways. God manifests love, whether it is between partners in a romantic relationship or family, like mother and child, or when I see my husband there with his kids and I think, man, that daddy is the reflection of what Jesus called Abba right here on earth. But there's also that love that we have with animals. I've often said that sometimes the purest or even the closest thing we can get to fully understanding unconditional love comes from our pets. I know I felt that way about my Maggie. And then there's the deep love of friends, our chosen family, those who would stand by us in life's hardest moments or laugh with us until we cry or cry with us until we laugh. And then there are those moments where we stand before the ocean and our toes dig into warm sand and we watch the sunset and we find ourselves in total awe of God's creation. And we feel this love deep inside of us as we know we are so connected with the earth and all that is in it. To celebrate one kind of love is limiting. God manifests in all types of love. So for us, Love Sunday is our response to our culture's celebration of Valentine's Day. You can think of it as a supplement to the singular focus of the holiday. Like, you know, when Stephen Colbert does his Meanwhile and he says he's got all this stuff here. Well, this is the vitamin to our love. That the vitamins add up to experience the fullness of Love Sunday that goes beyond what we get from a mere celebration of Valentine's Day. God gives us love that is diverse. Diverse like the colors of a rainbow. Each beautiful in its own way, each a refracted reflection of the one light, reminding us ultimately of our connection in unity as we celebrate our unique experiences. So perhaps part of the problem with Valentine's Day, as I've said before, is that we all want this perfect love. And when we don't have it, we feel frustrated. Our first song this morning is about romantic love, but a bit of that yearning for it, our frustration of not getting it when we want it. And when do we want it? Now. That goes for anything, right? But the truth is, you can't hurry love. Sometimes we need a little patience and a little perspective.
Excuse me while I whip this out. It doesn't always come easy. Love can be complicated that way. And now I know we can't always depend on our parents. My daughter reminded us of Cinderella and her stepmother. But there's something incredibly special about a love between a mother and child, or parent and child, that comforting voice that assures us that we are not alone. Even when the type of love that we desire isn't quite manifesting the way we want it. In that amazing, peppy, incredible, creative song, we witness not just the desire for love, but we do see the manifestation of it in a different way than anticipated. The constant love that comes from that wise woman, Mama, who is kind of like God, always there, always present, cheering us on, offering us patience and a relentless love and support, reminding us that we are lovable just as we are. We'll give love and we'll take love, but until we get that perfect romance, we can love ourselves knowing that we are loved deeply. And this next song is just that, a song of self-love, at times the harder part of the golden rule to love our neighbors as ourselves. And yet look at us. Look at you, a beloved child of God, created in the very image of God, truly a wonder, worthy of celebration and so much love. Carrie Lester, give it to us.
To see me stand over my bed, disbelieving what they're seeing. They say I must be one of the wonders of God's own creation. And as far as they see, they can offer no explanation. Newspapers ask intimate questions, want confessions. Reach into my head to steal the glory of my story. They say I must be one of the wonders of God's own creation. And as far as they see, they can offer no explanation. Fate smiled and destiny laughed as she came to my cradle. Know this child will be able. Laughed as my body she lifted. Know this child will be gifted with love, with patience, and with faith. Her way, she'll make her way. People see me, I'm a challenge to your balance. I'm over your heads, how I confound you and astound you to know I must be one of the wonders of God's own creation. And as far as they see, you can offer me no explanation. She came to my cradle. Know this child will be able. Laughed as she came to my mother. Know this child will not suffer. Laughed as my body she lifted. Know this child will be gifted with love, with patience, and with faith. She'll make her way. She'll make her way. She'll make her way.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
what if we looked at our lives that way? What if we allowed ourselves to have that perspective on who we are? That we really and truly are a wonder of God's own creation. Because if you think about it, you are. We are. We really are. This beloved miracle worth celebrating and obviously so very worthy of love. Each of us, wonders of creation, making our way in this world, and yet none of us doing it alone. We long to connect. As the theologian Paul Tillich expounded, we are part of the one. Each of us a part of that one that seeks to reunite. Each of us then a piece of the divine. And it is our primal pull to connect with one another. Inevitably, this is integral to our human journey, to connect with one another along our way. So that as we journey, we never do it alone, but always with the help of others. No, we never journey alone. God is manifested in those we partner with along the way. So how do we make this journey? Why? We get by with a little help from our friends.
Chip it.
Right. You guys good? 1, 2, 3, 4. What would you think if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. I get high, a little help from my friends. Gonna try a little help from my friends. What do I do when my love is away?
Does it worry you to be alone?
How do I feel by the end of the day?
Are you sad because you're on your own?
No, I get high with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little help from my friends. Gonna try with a little help from my friends.
Do you need anybody?
I need somebody to love.
Could it be anybody?
I want somebody to love.
Would you believe in a love at first sight?
Yes, I'm certain that it happens all the time.
What do you see when you turn out the lights?
I can't tell you, but I know it's mine. Oh, I get high with a little help from my friends. Get high with a little help from my friends. Oh, gonna try with a little help from my friends.
Do you need?
I need somebody to love.
Could it be anybody?
I want somebody to love. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. Get high with a little help from my friends. Oh, get high with a little help from my friends. Yes, I get by with a little help from my friends. Little help from my friends.
Yes, we get by from our friends. We feel that love from our friends, truly a divine reflection manifested in the present of our friends. Shoulders to cry on, hands to hold, that gentle push along the way sometimes. God's love shines in each of us, and we give and receive that love through friendship. The next song is about the loss of love. And that memory that lingers with it. It's appropriate that Dave Eastman chose this one. You also might know that Dave is the one who first imagined Love Sunday some 20-something years ago now. And sometime in the last 7 or 8 years, he began inviting friends from a new circle into this space. And that's when Benjamin, too, first came to Fairview. See a picture of Benjamin up there, Jamie. Told Benjamin the day before he died, our anniversary's coming up. Because by the invitation of Dave, Tracy, and Benjamin, also known as Sparky and the Ancient Mariner, came to play at FCC. And I dare say it was love at first sight, or first song. I was waxing theological, as I'm known to do, about those songs that were sung, and Benjamin loved the way I managed to string it all together, exegeting the songs, even his own, to mind them for the divine. And it was our initial connection that would grow so much deeper over the years. We are still grieving Benjamin. His fight with lung cancer and the pneumonia that did cancer's bidding to ultimately cause his death last month. One of the last things he said to me was how sorry he wasn't going to be able to play this year. But we who believe in God know that God is bigger than even death. That Benjamin's spirit did not go the way of his body, that cancer could not kill it. And so even as we mourn our friend or any friend or family member who is no longer with us, we feel the love, and we know that somehow they are still among us. In a twinkle of an eye, a strum of a guitar, an angel song that puts that hair standing up on end, in the shadow of a smile, we know they are with us. Now you have the hard
easy.
Part and have to leave.
That'll be easy. Good morning. Yeah, okay, so take a deep breath here. Yeah, Benjamin was a great guy. This is a romantic song. Benjamin, I never kissed his lips, actually. We didn't swing that way, but I did love the man. So, whew, okay. The shadow of your soul. Wistful little star was far too high. A teardrop kissed your lips, and so did I. Now when I remember spring and all the joy that love can bring, I will be remembering
shadow of your smile. Wistful little star was far too high. A teardrop kissed your lips, and so did I. Now when I remember spring and all the joy that love can bring, I will be
Love never ends. But as for prophecies, they will come to an end. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will come to an end. But love never dies. The Apostle Paul reminds us of love's eternal qualities. It is the divine that connects us in time and space, infused in our earth, alive in our bodies, our interactions, our world, and even in the mysterious beyond, over the rainbow, in the unknown, and right here manifested in everyday conversations, in the shaking of hands, and the embracing of hearts, God among us, love embodied.
High note here. That's where you'll find me. I see trees of green and red roses too. I'll watch them bloom for me. and you and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. World, I see skies of blue and clouds of white and the brightness of day. Well, I like the dark and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people passing by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry and I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than we'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. World, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
You guys can come up behind me. What a wonderful world. Let us never forget that even as there is pain, even as there is heartache, even as there is injustice and defiance and too much disregard for righteousness and truth, there is good. And so, brothers and sisters, as you go out into the world in all of its brokenness and all of its pain, remember there is wonder to this wonderful world, and it is you, and it is me. The way we patiently wait and look for love among us, the way we share it with one another, helping each other along this journey on our way, and how we hold the space for the divine among us and experience the mystery in our midst. So moved by love that even death cannot separate us from the love of God among us. So go out, my friends, knowing this. Despite the mess of this world, the despair that hangs heavy among us, fear not. For love has already won. God is in the love, and God wins. Amen.